It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinichon, and today's show comes from the office of our CEO, Michaela Nealon. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Con.
We're going to talk about .ie domain names today. Black Knight is a domain name registrar. We register domain names with lots of registries, but .ie is one of the most important. We're an Irish company. It's the national country code domain for Ireland, and we're the leading registrar of .ie domain names, and it's been a busy day here at Black Knight Central, Michaela, for .ie domain names. A brisk trade. Tell us, why is that?
Well, today sees the changing of the IE policy. It's what we're calling like liberalisation, or maybe we could talk about it being the freedom that, you know, we're being unshackled from all the crazy rules and policies. So from today, if you want to register a .ie domain name, all you need to do is show your connection with Ireland. You don't need to start to provide extra documentation. You don't need to make some kind of quote-unquote claim as to why a particular domain name should be assigned to you. You just show that you're an Irish citizen or an Irish resident, or you have a tangible connection with Ireland. If you're an Irish business, you just need to provide your CRO number. You know, it's much, much, much simpler and should be way faster.
Now, without dwelling on it, Michaela, it used to be labyrinthine, literally. It used to be there was a whole load of requirements and different ways of approving your claim and establishing why you were entitled to a particular name or not. That's all been done away with now. And it's very simply, you just have to show that you have a connection to Ireland. And that can be done quite simply, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, look, back in the olden days, you know, you'd have to write letters, produce photographs, blood samples. I mean, it was painful. It was excruciatingly painful. It was complicated, convoluted, and therefore, if you were a small business and you had the choice, for a small business, they don't care about domain names. They really don't. Mm. They want to get themselves online. They want a digital presence, and if they have the choice between registering their business name .com or the business name .ie. A lot of them were going to go for the .com because it was quick and it was easy, it was simple.
And especially for SMEs, at one point you had to go through this step where you had to register a business name if you weren't a registered company, for example. And you had to, if you like, go through this formality, if you like, with the company's registration office before you could then qualify to actually register a domain name. And then, of course, there was the waiting period involved as well.
Back up until a couple of years back, you know, the it would take anything up to 27 days to register an IE domain. Over time, the way that the system worked, the way that IGR managed it, meant that it got faster, so that you could register a domain name within a single business day. But there was no guarantee. I mean, you could easily end up in a situation where, you know, you'd registered names and they'd gone through fairly quickly, but now other ones were being delayed because they've decided that you needed extra paperwork or whatever. With the new policy, as long as you're able to show that you are a bona fide resident of Ireland or an Irish business, or you have a connection to Ireland, be that a trademark covering Ireland or some other proof of trade with Ireland, that's it. You'll be able to register domain names, no problem.
And this is good for .ie as well, and for the registry and the overall health of it, Michaela, because very often I've seen this again and again, and so have you and people in the office here, when people say, oh, I need to scan my driving license or whatever. Oh, what the hell, I'll go with a .com or a .net. But .ie is, first of all, it's the Irish top-level domain, and it has a certain level of recognition here in Ireland as well. And secondly, there's a lot of availability in there, because maybe it's been historically so restrictive, but there's less than a quarter of a million .ie domain names out there registered already, which means there's a lot of opportunity for people to get a name that really suits them.
Well, this is a part of the thing. I mean, when you've got a namespace with less than a quarter of a million names registered, there's way more opportunities. That means that there's still things like dictionary words are available, or simple, short, memorable names are still available. And don't forget, you can now register .ie domain names with fathers. So, if for example, you have an Irish name, either for yourself, your business, or whatever, you can give it its own domain name with the correct fathers. And like, I saw somebody there earlier on some social media channel saying, you know, that their name, the anglicised spelling of their name is gone. But, like, the Irish version may be available.
Yeah.
You can still do that. You can still register that.
Another thing that's easier as well this morning is you still have to show that you have a connection to Ireland, whether it's your Irish address or driving license, passport or something like that, if you're a citizen, or as you say, a company number or something like that. But the key thing here, Michaela, is that if you have verified this before, and if you have registered a .ie name in the past, we're not going to ask you anymore to go through hoops anymore with that. It's once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, so I mean, this is one of the bigger policy changes. The idea of that once we've verified or validated you, then that's it. You don't need to do that again and again and again. So, you know, Conor Wienercon registered a domain last year or whenever. That's it. You don't. You come back. You want to register another one. All you need to say when you're ordering the domain through our website is, you know, here's a domain I already have, and that means it should go straight through.
Yeah,
there should be no further delays.
I've got to say, I've been through the process myself this morning. I've registered myself .ie names in the past, and there's been a lot of clicking, a lot of typing, a lot of stuff like that involved. This morning, I simply selected the box that says I have previously registered a .ie name. I put in that name. It was already associated with my account, and then my application has gone straight through. It must say it was a new and novel experience for me to register a .ie name so easily, Michaela. So we're looking forward to I think seeing how attractive that's proving for people, and it is. It's been a very, very busy day in Black Knight's office this morning.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a significant volume of registrations in .ie since the change in policy at midnight. Now, it's the first day. Like, you know, ask me again in tomorrow or in a week's time whether there's still that kind of level of demand going through. And it'll be interesting to see. I suspect what was going to happen is that the first month or two after the policy change, there'll be a lot of silly registrations. I mean, people are kind of going off, ah, look, you know, why not? Sure, I'll register that. Great idea. And lots of kind of just, you know, silly kind of ideas that people might have had. And
that have been pent up for years because...
But potentially, who knows?
I mean,
or they could just be kind of going, oh, is it really that easy?
Let's see
if we can try and register that. but I suspect that will pan out. Over time, that will kind of level out. I mean, we've seen it in other country codes like .fr, when they opened up their registration, that, you know, they had a massive spike in registrations in the first month or two. And then after that, it settled down. So the ongoing volume was much higher than previously because fewer restrictions meant it was easier. But you didn't have, like, these huge spikes. Because what ultimately, look, from our perspective as a business, we want people to be able to register domain names quickly and easily. But we want them to build things with those names. We want them to set up email. We want them to set up websites, to apps, all those other things. And then to keep those domains for many years. I mean, we don't, you know, just because, you know, somebody registered a domain name, unless they do something with it, it's nothing. You know, there's no value to it.
Were you anticipating that there would be that initial rush? You weren't surprised by it?
Ah, no. I mean, the actual volume was going to be hard to predict, but we knew there would be definite interest. I mean, people were aware about the upcoming changes. We'd made a concerted effort to inform our customers. We'd had people asking us about when the changes were coming, et cetera, et cetera. So we knew there was going to be demand. How much? We'd no way really of knowing. The other thing, though, is that with the new rule, or lack of it, if you wish, it means now that people can register nicknames easily. Yeah. So if you want to register, you know, conTheMan.ie, for example, assuming it's not taken, you could.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, you'd have had to provided some kind of documentation. If you want to register a nickname, you had to provide documentation. If you want to register an alternative version of your name or whatever, you know, you couldn't do that easily.
No.
So now you can register whatever you want.
Now, we're celebrating, Michaela, by having a sale on .ie domains. We're absolutely offering them for a ridiculous price at the moment. $4.99 for a .ie domain name. How are we going to make any money on that?
Well, hopefully they'll buy other things. No, I mean, the thing, look, Con, is like over the years since we started selling .ie domain names 15-odd years ago. At the time, the market was very different. A lot of the players that were around aren't around anymore, or they've moved on to other things. And there's been a lot of new players have come in. you know, oh, down through the years, we've offered .ie domain names and other services at a very aggressive price at various times. And it's something we're happy to do. Because I mean, the way we look at it is, if we can remove that barrier, we can make it that little bit easier for you or your next door neighbour or that little shop down the street to take that first step towards getting that online presence, then ultimately we'll reap the benefits in the long run. Because, you know, as I always say, a domain name by itself is of absolutely zero value. What are you going to do with it? Frame it? Hang it on the wall? Look at it? It's only when you put that domain name with other services that it starts to become useful. It becomes of some value. Until you add something to the domain, it's meaningless. So, you know, registering domain names, if you want to register a ton of domains, that's fine. But if you want to actually start using them, you'll need other services. And that's ultimately where companies such as ourselves make money.
And there is a message here, Michele, which I know we've repeated a number of times over the past year in particular, which is that if you want to be taken seriously in business, whether you're large or small, research we've published by the IEDR in the past year has shown that consumers trust companies who have a domain of their own rather than companies who are using, for example, an Aircom or a Gmail address or something like that. It really is a statement of your credibility and your trustworthiness and your how seriously you take yourself as a business.
Well, this is it. I mean, the thing about domain names is there's a register of who those domain names are registered to. I mean, what we talk about who is, which is like the public version of that. But even when the data isn't made public, there's a register somewhere that is, you know, the definitive register. Whereas, you know, you want to go up and if you want to create an email address, today is Wednesday at, you know, gmail.com or one of the many free email services, there's no central register of that. There's no way of knowing that there's an actual real person behind that, that isn't just a bot. So, you know, being able to having your own domain name, it's a signal. It's a trust signal. We've talked about this before, Con. I mean, it's all about building trust, because when you're doing stuff online, a lot of the time you're not dealing face to face with people. It's all done at a distance, and that's both a fantastic asset, but it's also something that, you know, can cause issues for people. So, building a little bit more trust into the entire thing is always preferable.
Well, it's early days. It's day zero, day one, if you like, Michele, and we look forward to hearing and seeing how this pans out over the next week or so. It's definitely exciting. There's been an exciting buzz around the office, I think, this morning. The demand from the public is clearly there for the new opportunities to buy .ie and register .ie domain names. We look forward to seeing how it all turns out.
Well, thanks, Colm.
For notes on today's show and the links to subscribe for future episodes, go to blackknight.blog/podcast. Good day and tach an seachoin mar sin. Wemse conam muinachon slán agus benacht.